While countries around the developed world are rolling out extensive fiscal packages to help SMEs and workers weather the COVID-19 storm, there is a sense that Treasury's recent tax relief proposals fall somewhat short of the mark. Dwayne Newman, Director of COVID Advisory, joins us now. Welcome, Dwayne. Firstly, what has Treasury placed on the table exactly to help?
Hi, Michael. Hi, viewers. I think you're right with your opening comments. I know we did some research comparing the Treasury proposals and SARS proposals with elsewhere in the world, and I think they are coming up short. I think we do understand that that we are in a challenging time anyway with an economic downturn. So this, obviously, the COVID-19 challenge hasn't come at the right time for our government to be as generous as others. So what we have seen is other countries have given deferrals on payroll taxes and VAT and corporate income tax as a collective package. In South Africa, they have announced that they'll be deferring 20% of your payroll taxes. So most organizations do pay as you earn every month on behalf of employees. We withhold it from their salaries and pay it over to SARS on the 7th of the month. So what has been announced is that only 20% of your payroll liability, pay-as-you-earn liability, can be deferred for a period. So a lot are saying 20%, is that enough? And I think for many SMEs, that's not enough to keep their doors open. So I know there is a strong lobby to make sure that 20% can be increased, but 20% is still better than nothing to help through this liquidity crisis.
And the period of that relief, is that just over the course of the lockdown or is that for the next 3 months? When it comes to the employment tax incentive, I believe that there's some relief there as well.
Yeah, so the period is, it will have to be repaid. So it's not the 20% pay as you earn has to be repaid with effect from your pay as you earn payments on the 7th of September. So that's when you'll have to start paying back over a 6 month period. So effectively it's a 4 month deferral. So your first deferral is for your pay as you earn payment on the 7th of May, not the 7th of April. And on the employment tax incentive side, normally that incentive maxes out at R1,000 per employee. They've increased it to R1,500 per employee. And also what they've done is effectively taken away the age threshold. So normally the employment tax incentive was only applicable to employees who are between 18 and 29. So I think that's really good news that, that incentive is extended, but also as well, normally you had to claim it every 6 months. Now they'll pay it back to you, or you'll be reducing your pay as you earn payments monthly, which I think is great news. So I think the real issue for SMEs is definitely is cash flow. And there's a big cash crunch for many SMEs over this time, and we're seeing it unfold already.
And in your dealings with SARS, we've seen that SARS has been quite quick to start reimbursing funds to SMEs. What is your sense in dealing with SARS at the moment around the speed with which SARS is willing to step in and help?
Yeah, so I think, there was a press announcement by SARS. So they have been very communicative. Their website, I think, has been really great, keeping taxpayers up to date what they're doing. So again, obviously refunds, that's cash in the pocket. So I think they said they released 2.4 billion in a couple of days. I mean, that's amazing. So I think SARS have to be commended with that. But obviously they do need to continue with paying back VAT refunds. Now, it's important to bear in mind that there has been no announcements on delaying of VAT payments. Okay, so VAT has to continue as normal. So if you're making sales and you have to pay VAT, so most companies will probably be paying VAT today. You have to pay your VAT that's owing. The only exception to that, I have made some changes on import for the essential goods. So if you are going to be importing essential goods, face masks, diapers, any of the essential goods listed in the Disaster Management Act. You can apply to ITAC, so the International Trade Administration Commission, to get the customs duty, okay, and the VAT exempted on import. Now, it's important to bear in mind it's only on import. We have seen some communication from clients who are saying they're not going to pay VAT on local sales. There has been no such dispensation issued by SARS, so every company must pay their VAT over on local sales of diapers, toothpaste, or any of the essential goods.
How practically will it work, Duane, with ITAC effectively being closed, surely, during this lockdown period?
Yeah, so ITAC have made it very clear. They closed for everything, all other rebate applications and tariff investigations, but except for the rebates for applications for essential goods. So they are open. We are dealing with them. We found they're very responsive because they understand the urgency of the matter. So ITAC are effectively open for two things, is rebate permits to reduce the duty on imports and VAT. And secondly, there has been some export control put in place to stop South African manufacturers from exporting a short list of essential goods, and those are face masks, disinfectants, and some medical items. So companies who do want to export need to look at that list very carefully, because if you export it without the permit, one is the authorities, customs will stop you. And I doubt that government will actually issue any permits on any of those items, because we need them in South Africa now.
Duane Newman of COVID Advisory, thank you for your time. Clearly, the last 10 years have hollowed out our ability to provide fiscal bazookas more like a pop gun from Treasury and SARS.